month and lost about 2 months. I thought that's the truck I was depending on getting us through after camp, and it didn't get us through at all. We lost quite a bit of money on it, and I'm just saying that to say this, that no matter what I go through, the Lord always is faithful, and He always takes care of us. And sometimes you just find out what's important, amen?
That's right.
I mean, sometimes when you go through trouble, you just realize that He's all that matters anyway, you know?
Right.
And all in all, I just want to thank the Lord for being faithful.
Yeah.
Thank you for blessing me. Thank you. My kids ain't out on dope tonight.
Yes, sir.
We're sitting here in the house of God. We ain't perfect. But, brother, I tell you what, God's been good. We're all in health. None of us in the hospital. We got hot running water and electricity. I mean, I'm telling you, God's been faithful and kind to me and good to me. And the truth is, brother, we don't deserve none of it. Amen. I mean, I speak for myself. I don't deserve nothing but hell. And I appreciate Him for every blessing, but most of all for saving me, keeping me from hell, and pulling me out of the mess I was in. I ain't out on dope nowhere. And I know I got family members tonight that can't get off meth and they can't get off nothing, brother. But I ain't. Hey, I'm free and saved in my right mind. Bless the Lord. He's been good to me. Amen. Learn to trust Him, amen. It's sometimes it ain't easy because we got flesh, but I tell you what, you can trust the Lord. He loves you. You know you can trust the Lord. You know why you can trust Him? I'll give you one good reason. Because He loves you. Say, but I just don't sure if this is going to happen, what's going to happen tomorrow. I can tell you what, He's going to love you tomorrow. And if He loves you, He's going to take care of you. He ain't going to let you go without, amen. Boy, the Lord's good, ain't He, amen? I mean, He's faithful. Sing this song, amen.
When I first started walking with the Lord, I did not fully trust Him. How He longed for me to understand that I could. So Daddy, and I'll say. take my very love. He's gonna take care of me. Because I've been through enough to know He'll be enough for me. Very love, He's gonna take care of me. Because I've been through enough to know He'll be enough for me.
If God picks up a sparrow that can no longer fly, and brushed off his wounds, then watched him soar into the sky. Creation on this side depend, for I am His child and I can place all my trust in Him.
We need to be praying tonight.
I can trust Jesus.
There's ever been a time when we need to pray, it's now. There's ever been a time when we need the Lord, it's now. We need Him tonight, y'all. We need help. Come on, get in this altar tonight. You get in this altar tonight. Let God do something for you. Come on, come on, come on right now. Come on, let's just get in our seat. Get up here and get our heart out of God. Come on, Mama. Come on, Daddy. Come on, husband. Come on, wife. Let's get in the altar tonight. Let's let God get our heart ready for an old-fashioned camp meeting. Hey, man.
Strengthen my weakest hour.
That's where your strength is.
I can trust Jesus. He takes care of me.
Hope they never were heard, but I held to God's hand and kept right on trusting in His word.
That's right. You obey the Lord tonight. Come on.
My plans and God's desires, they don't always agree.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But I'll lean on His will, 'cause He always knows just what's best for me.
Come on now. Hey.
I can trust Jesus. Jesus, He never once has failed
to
meet my
needs.
He is my strong tie. Strength in my weakest hour. I can trust Jesus. He takes care of me.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We trust Jesus tonight, y'all.
Amen.
My, 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 my. Isn't it wonderful and feel His sweet presence. Boy, that'll get you gone down the road a little bit. Put a little fire in your bones. Put a little gas in your tank. Everywhere I go, I meet Christians that's discouraged. Stuff like this will help you on down the road a little ways. That's why we come to church. Some people say, well, it don't really matter if I come to church. I'll just turn on a little preaching on it. No, that ain't like being here. God wants His people together, together. God wants us to get together. He wants you in church. You've already, the people that didn't come tonight missed this. And you can't never get it back. That's why I stress to you, be in church, be in church, be in church. The day's coming when you're going to need it. Mark it down. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I've been giving out some CDs, bus ministry CDs, and for all the family, I'd like for every family in our church to listen to it by Dr. Jim Vineyard. I've got a whole bunch more, and I got a copy of it for anybody that did not get a copy. I'd like for you to get a copy of it and listen to it, every family. So you can get a burden for the bus ministry and keep one for the bus kids. Next Sunday is our biggest day of the year on buses. We set a goal, and the devil's going to try to stop it. This ain't the first time I've done this. And so, be ready for him to try to stop you. Anytime you make up your mind, I'm going to do more, I'm going to live right, I'm going to pray, you watch. Son, he'll hit you like that right there. And so, tonight, I want you to take your Bible, turn to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 22. Very briefly tonight, I'm not going to preach long at all. At all. Because we're going to have a meeting with everybody in it. I hear people say all the time, well, preacher, I want to find me a church where I can get involved. And what they mean is they want the spotlight, 9 times out of 10. And the spotlight ain't for us all the time. If you want to be in the spotlight, it's God's will that you not be in the spotlight. That's right. That's true. He wants people that are humble and willing, and then He'll put you up. It's better that it be said unto thee, come up hither. And so let's look here in Matthew 22, and this is the parable of the king who made the marriage for his son. And you all know this scripture, but I'll look at it close tonight and bring you these things. Look at it. He prepared a dinner in verse 3, talking about the wedding. Doctrinally speaking, this is people invited to a wedding. And these people wouldn't get saved. Then during the tribulation, they go out and the wedding was furnished with guests. And that's what you want to use spiritually tonight. And look at verse number 8. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. That's not talking about the bride. The bride's already there ready to get married. Go ye therefore, doctrinally speaking, into the highways, that'd be Interstate 40, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. Hold it there just a second. Hold your finger. As many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. Halt, maim, poor, mean, drunk, sober. People say, I ain't getting him cut. He's drunk. Bring on. Bring on. It won't. You say, I can't believe a man. God would strike a man dead for coming to church drunk. He didn't strike you gospers dead this morning. I believe the Lord might have mercy on a drunk. Amen. The other day, hold your finger there. I ain't through reading. I was coming down here, when was it? For a wedding practice. Friday, we had Jordan's wedding yesterday. I was coming down Friday, and I had to go over to the comma and set up my video projector. And I was rushed. Wedding practice was 5, and it was almost 4 o'clock then. I had to go over there. Coming down through Nebo, I was thinking about the day, and my heart was burdened. There stood a young lady on the side of the road. And I saw her before I got there, and I thought, Lord, that's somebody walking. And she had a pack on her back. And had her thumb out. And of course, I swerved over like that and thought, and I said, ma'am, you need to ride. She got in the car. I said, where are you going? She said, Clinchfield. I said, man, Plainsville's back that way. She's going the wrong way. She's hitchhiking toward Morgan, going to Marion. Honest to goodness, y'all, my heart started bawling. She woman didn't know where she was at. Her eyes were matted, literally. You ever seen somebody's eyes when they first wake up? It was awful. I don't see how she could see. And she sat down, and I started witnessing to her. And I said, where you want to go? I'm in a hurry, but I'll take you. And I said, I'm a preacher, and I'll take you. And so I turned around, took her up to Clinchfield, and dropped her off to somebody's house. And I started telling her, I said, my name's Danny Castle. She said, I know you. She said, I used to ride the bus to your church when I was a little girl. Me and my two sisters. And I said, what happened? She said, my boyfriend and me got in a fight. Honest to goodness, I thought, if that would have been one of my daughters, I locked the door of the car and drove till she sobered up or whatever was wrong with her. I don't know what was wrong with her. Didn't smell liquor or anything, but it was something bad. Like she was gone. And I thought, these people are out walking around like they're zombies, y'all. They don't know where. That girl didn't even know which way she's going. As a matter of fact, I said, I'm going to Morgan. And she said, that's all right. She'd willing to go wherever I take her. Now, it broke my heart. I said, how old are you? She said, 26. I said, where's your family? She said, I don't know. I said, where'd you stay last night? She said, I slept outside. And brother, that's what he was talking about here when he said the highways and the hedges, as many as you shall find. Let me tell you this evening, they're not too dirty. They're not too old. They're not too sick. They're not too drunk. They're not too spaced out. They're not too bad off for somebody to bring them to Jesus Christ and bring them in. You say, oh, those smelly people like that. That's who Jesus died for and wants us to reach Him for the glory of God. That could have been one of my girls. That could have been one of your kids. Jason mentioned a minute ago about thanking God his kids ain't on drugs. If your kids ain't out on drugs tonight, out hitchhiking, you ought to shout your head off tonight. Glory to God! They're not perfect. My kids ain't perfect. But thank God they're in church and they're in the right mind. Glory to God, He's taking good care of us. That's why we ought to go do something for somebody else. Look at the next verse. Verse 10. So those servants went out into the highways. That's Palmdale Avenue, Bethel Road, 105, Valdez, Drexel, and gathered together. Get them together. Get all these kids and people together. All as many as they found, both bad and good. Doctrinally, that's tribulation. It said the wedding was furnished with what? Guests. Doctrinally. That's the wedding. The bride's already there. That's the guests at the wedding. People saved during the tribulation. But we're not talking about that. We're talking spiritually speaking. They went out, found that he's a bad man. Bring him. He's a good man. Bring him. Well, there's a good kid. Bring him. Well, there's a bad kid. Bring them. As many as they found and gathered them together and brought them. Well, he's a drunk. Bring him. Well, he's a drug dealer. Bring him. Well, he's a self-righteous Baptist. I reckon. Let him come. That's the worst kind. He sells liquor for a living. Bring him. He's killed people. Bring him. He's a blasphemer. Bring him. He's a homosexual. Bring him. Amen? As many as they found, both bad and good. Thank God that night I come and got saved. The Lord didn't say, well, if you're this bad, if you said this many cuss words. No, brother. No limit. He didn't say if they said 1,000 cuss words, they can't come. He didn't say if they've been an adulterer or fornicator, they can't come. Let them come. Both bad and good. Hallelujah. Open the door and let them come to Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to encourage you to do this week. What we're going to try to do, I want to encourage you, you know what? I want everybody in our church this week to get in the bus ministry. Your car is your bus. I'm telling you, listen, if you got a little car, you can get several people in there. Cousins, friends, uncles, aunts, kids that live below you. Here's what I suggest. Next Sunday morning, both husband and wife drive. separate cars. Fill them up. That's your bus ministry for next Sunday. If you're not in the regular bus ministry, fill that car up for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Let the husband bring a load. Wife bring a load. Kids bring a load. Bring somebody with you. You know what, some of you folks? You forgot the joy. You have forgot the joy of bringing others to church. There's just something about it. There's just something about it. Do you ever bring a visitor to church and when you come in, you think, I hope we have a good one today. Well, I hope we have a good one today. I hope they sing, and I hope the Spirit starts moving, and hey, Lord, please let him do good today. Please let him do good. I have brought people to church before and say, oh God, don't let him say this. Oh God, don't let him go. You know, you feel like that sometimes because you're trying to sort of shield your visitor. You don't want them to just come one time and get bowed out. But boy, I tell you, I'm glad we got a church. We got a church here tonight where I believe you can bring anybody and they'll have to admit. We'll make them welcome. We'll make them know that Jesus died for them. Well, let them know there ain't no big eyes and little U's. Ain't no big shot. Ground is level at the foot of the cross. Ain't nobody in here no better than nobody else. We're all sinners saved by the grace of God. And I'm telling you tonight, that's the way a church ought to be. I've been to churches where if you didn't make a certain income or drive a certain or live in a certain area of the community, that you just wasn't part of the crowd or clique. That's not the way it is. A poor man, a rich man ought to be able to worship God at the same altar, and a poor man ought to go over and put his arm around the rich man and pray for him. That God will bless him. Both bad and good. Both bad and good. Amen. Maybe you can bring them in a car. Maybe if you bring them in a car a few times, they'll start getting on a bus route. And a bus will start getting them. He said, go out in the highway, hedge it, and compel them to come in. Now, many of you, one thing about our church is unique, is that we all live so spread out. We have people that live way down in, I guess, Belmont. Is it Belmont? Is that where y'all live? Dallas, where they live. Texas is a long way, but God. I bet they have to leave Saturday morning at 10 o'clock to get here on Sunday. Of course, we live up in McDowell County in Nebo. Some come from down in Hickory. Some come from down in Lincoln. We got people that drive almost an hour one way every single Sunday. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And a man drove down there the other day, and you know what he told me? He said, I'd rather drive 50 miles and get full than to drive 5 miles and get full. And that's what he said. And boy, he come and I believe that. But because of that, you probably live in an area that I don't know, and I live where you don't know. And there might be a little trailer park off down here. We was visiting yesterday, and Carrie was with us, the kids. And she said, what about that trailer park, Daddy? What about that trailer park? And I said, we ain't got time today. We don't have time today. I had to be back here 1 o'clock for the wedding. And we visited, and we visited, and we visited. And brother, I got to thinking, if you live near a trailer park, you'll get you some of these and some of them little orange things that we'll have Wednesday night. And we'll have some little ones of these, by the way. And get some of them little orange things, and you take and you go and knock on every single door in that trailer park. I challenge you. I live in Hoppy Tom Holler. When I'm around rich people, I call it Huffington Heights, where the rich people in Devo live. And every once in a while, I'll get a burden, and I'll knock on every door in Huffington. I think there's about 17, 18 houses up our road. I go to every one of them. I might do it this week again. It's been a while since I did it. Sometimes people move in and out and go down. Maybe you live on a road or on a street, husband and wife. One man told me, he said, well, I just don't have much time. I really just don't have much time because I think I need to spend some time with my wife. I can't think of a better way to spend time with your wife than to go out. It'll do something for you. It'll do something for you. And the man, be the man now, be the man, step up and knock on that door. If they don't come to the door, put one thing in the door. If they don't come, you know, you say, well, what good will that do? One of these days, them people are going to have trouble. One of these days, the kid's going to get in trouble. One day, daughter's going to get pregnant. One day, kid's going to get arrested for drugs, and they're going to say, I remember a church
that put something on my door one time. I believe I'm going to go there. I believe they care about people or they wouldn't be out here like this. Ladies and gentlemen, you are commanded by God to go in all the world and preach that gospel. Every one of you. You're commanded to. Well, I just want to study the deeper life and be a good family person. And I know, I've talked to backsliders before. I understand that. You're disobeying the command of the Lord Jesus Christ to go into all the world. Now, if you're here tonight and you're extremely handicapped and you can't, there are people who absolutely cannot go and knock on somebody's door. They're in a wheelchair. They're in Miss Janie over there. People like that, they're watching tonight, I'm sure. I'll tell you what you can do. You got a telephone, ain't you? Got a telephone? If you ain't, we'll get somebody to let you borrow one. And you get that phone book out and start in the A's. Hey, how you doing? This is so-and-so. Don't they call you all the time for surveys? Don't they call you all the time for political? It's a shame and a disgrace that political politicians got people more dedicated to their cause than God's people are for the Lord Jesus. Ain't that right? Well, I feel a little resistance here tonight. It ain't my fault. You tell me what I'm preaching wrong, and I apologize to it. And if I'm preaching right, bless the Lord, then we ought to do something. Don't sit there and dry up and say, well, I don't know, he's trying to get me. Yes, I am. And the Holy Ghost is too. Don't get mad at me because you're rebellion. Don't get mad at me. It's not my fault. I'm telling you, we've got an opportunity to see God do something. Amen. I love to see bus workers. We have yesterday it was raining. It reminded me of old days back years ago. Yesterday it was raining at that wedding. And we had bus workers, been out on bus route all day, come in, looked rough. I just about shouted. I love seeing them come in, their hair wet and smell like mud on their feet and everything. Well, what time does the wedding start? Thank God! They didn't have to stay home and primp all day. Thank God! Spend a little time out doing something for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, preacher. Amen. Bill, don't do no good to have best preaching, best singing in the world if people ain't here to hear it. Tonight, we're going to have a little meeting. That's about all the preaching I'm going to do for now. I'm going to challenge everybody here to get somebody on your heart. There is not one person here that don't need to be busy this week doing something for God. If a man plays golf, I don't know who all in plays golf. That's your business. I ain't got nothing against you. Fine. I don't think you're a hypocrite enough. If you play golf, praise God, go for it. If you play golf, once in a while you might play in a tournament. And that tournament's all day on Saturday. Nobody thinks that's overboard. Nobody thinks that's asking too much. Nobody thinks... Tori over there runs in them races, and Debbie Newton does, and Goldie does, and several from the churches. About every 3 or 4 months, they'll have one of them big races. And I mean, it's all day. You know, and you know me? I believe in exercise. I run every day. I like to play ball. Man, I ain't getting up and running in them creeks and jumping over trees and falling up, digging up stumps. And Lord, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to get paid for it. But, you know, whatever floats your boat, they say. Yeah, I admire her, really, the way she does it. And some other, I mean, you got to be tough to do that. But if you can do that all day long, and the Bible says bodily exercise probably what? Little. Just a little. Not much. Then once in a while, it ain't going to hurt us to spend all day praying and inviting and working trying to get people to church. Now, if I'm wrong, somebody stand up and tell me where I'm wrong. If you can't be doers of the word and not just hearers only. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. If I'm not, let's get in the altar and get right with God and do it. Alright? We're ready for a meeting. This meeting tonight is going to put us all where we need to be. here's the only way.